Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 146, recorded on Saturday, August 20th, 2016. I believe this is day 17 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge of 2016. We're not quite heading into the home stretch yet, but we're rounding the corner. I was just watching the 4x400s finals on the Olympics. They talked about that heading around the last corner into the straightaway. So we're probably in the lat. We're in the corner, maybe. Something like that. Anyway, hope everybody's doing well. I listened to quite a few podcasts today, but I am not caught. I am desperately not caught up. I'm gonna be listening again tomorrow. I'm going to try and get back to even with this, because there at the end it's kind of hard to keep track. But it's been a good day. Today I was planning on, it's probably not going to be a long one. It's already after 10 o'clock and both Charlotte and I have to post podcasts. So I was planning on doing my scanner, just kind of review topic today, but like I said, it's been a long day, and what has been going on primarily is, I thought I'd talk about it a little bit, is, and I'm sure Charlotte will, she has been working on Savannah's bedroom today. My stepdaughter, her daughter Savannah, is out of town this weekend. She lives at home, but she's pregnant. Everything's full. I mean, it's not, you know, everything's fine. Wasn't planned, but it'll all be okay. It'll all work out. But she's getting along. She's, I think, 31 weeks. Close to 32 weeks. Something like that. She is at her father's house this weekend. And this is the weekend that Charlotte picked to... They had been going kind of back and forth with getting her room arranged with everything. And Charlotte finally asked her, a few weeks ago, if she could just take care of it. I mean, her Savannah trusts her mom, you know, in terms of her style and stuff, she understands it. And Savannah kind of gave the okay on that, kind of gave her mom permission to redo her room and get everything ready. So we had been, you know, we had the crib on order and a bunch of other baby stuff. And so today has been a big, long day of, completely redoing her room, switching it around, moving things around, putting in stuff, yada yada. I was putting up some redoing the shears and the window. What do you call them? Window treatments, I think, is like the correct way. I had to do all that first, and I was hoping I was just going to be able to like pop it out and pop them back into the same holes, but that didn't work for most of them. It kind of worked. I mean, I don't mind. I put up I never can think of the word, not shears, window treatment, whatever. The hanging window stuff. I put up plenty of that. For some reason, that is one of those sets of words that just, curtains. Good Lord. I always have trouble with that word. Like whenever it comes up, I have to dance around it. And, one of it, like a handful of words that happens like that. So I put up several sets of those, did a couple other little things and then put together the crib, which was fun. It wasn't too bad. I was glad by the end, cause I was a little confused cause there were definitely holes in this thing that like, nothing was going in. I'm like, there's not even a way. Like, there are holes drilled in this thing that can't be used, like the way it's being set up. And then I was a little concerned. And then I'm like, well, maybe this is one of those deals where they make, certain of the pieces are kind of used between multiple models. And in model A, they use that hole. And in model B, they use this hole. Then by the time I got to the end, I realized that a whole bunch of the holes that I was worried about are actually the holes that let you drop the frame thing that goes underneath the mattress. You start it out like pretty high, and then as the little munchkin gets bigger and bigger, you drop it lower so they can't climb out. So there's a series of those holes, and you use the top one at first, and they're in four different, you know, in each corner. So that was the majority of the holes. And then the other ones that were left, again, I'd been puzzled. I also had some hardware, some screws that I wasn't using, but this is a convertible. So this crib will go crib. Fairly, you know, they get bigger. We drop the thing, and then eventually it can convert to a day bed, like for a little kid, like a bed. And you take off one of the sides and put in a smaller partial side, I guess, to just keep them from rolling off. And that's what the other holes are for. And we had, and that piece came with it. We were researching them on Amazon, and it's a Da Vinci brand. We were researching them on Amazon, and there were several of them that were convertible like that, but some of them you had to buy the conversion kit separately. There is actually another conversion kit for this that I think converts it into like a twin bed or something eventually. That is a separate conversion kit, but that's, you know, that's pretty far down the road, so we don't have to worry about that right now. But it's cool. So we have crib up through, you know, toddler-ish bed. So all that stuff got done today. So it's, like I said, it's pretty late. We finished dinner with my father-in-law, watched a little bit of Olympics, but we're not quite done yet. And Charlotte is working away. She's done by far the majority of the work, but I've helped where I can. And it's that I thought, since we were talking, I was talking about that. It was kind of an opportunity to talk about the whole. It's going to be interesting for me to see, you know, I married into the family. But I've never had children. I've never been in a relationship I've never even been in a relationship where there were children. And I did, you know, I married into this family and there were children, but they were just too old, just by a tiny bit. Savannah in particular, she was almost young enough that we connected on that like childlike level where I was like involved in her interests and stuff like that. But she was growing into middle school-ish. I can't remember exactly when Charlotte and I got together. So, I mean, we get along totally fine, but you know, anybody who's been in a blended family like that knows that there is a difference between the relationship between like the step parent and the child when it happens at like a childlike age or a super young age, you know, even then the child age and then the like teen to late teen to adult age. Perfectly fine, relationship. Everything is, it's no problems. But it's not, it's a different, it's a parental kind of, you know, advisory sort of, it's different. So, and Charlotte, you know, Charlotte has talked about this before, but, you know, kind of putting cribs together and stuff today. Oh, let me take a sip of this. Oh my gosh, this is so I found this like variety pack thing at, we're in Walmart buying stuff today for this. And they had this variety pack from, we went to Walmart right after we went to the Mexican restaurant we ate lunch at, Monterey, where I had a Tecate. And I saw the Tecate 12 pack or whatever it was, which is a pretty good price. And they're not terrible. There's nothing wrong with, you know, Tecate for like a good relaxing beer. But for not, it was only a little bit more. This was it was Trouble Brewing Company, which I don't even know where they are. It's a variety pack. Had various things in it, a couple of which I don't think I've been avoiding because I don't think I'll be drinking those. But this is the pale ale, which is after hours, or I think it's after party pale ale. So the Trouble Brewing Company after party pale ale. I still have to put these in untapped. Oh, I was really happy. Speaking of my untapped Dylan, I talked about Michael Butler and hoping he was going to be on there. And boom, this morning, Michael Butler on untapped, friend and me. He's got some friends. Several of Dog Date podcasters are on there. And we're all grouping up on Untappd. So that's pretty cool. It's fun. It was neat to see that. And as an aside, again, I got to finish this baby thing, but I guess I'm dancing around it because it's still weird to me. But I am really enjoying all the discussion in the Dog Days podcasting group on Facebook. I think it's cool. Like, both I like it when we talk back and forth on the podcast, because that's, you know, the old school thing that we're talking about. But I mean, Facebook's Facebook, and it's here now, so we might as well use it. And it's been very enjoyable on there as well. So that's been cool. But yeah, so back to it's not my baby, but it's effectively my grandchild. You know. Weird. That's weird, especially since it didn't have any, it'll have, you know, Savannah's father is still alive. And so he'll be the grandfather, you know, I forget what my name is going to be, but there are names planned out. Maybe Pop. I can't remember. But you know, Savannah lives here. And probably not forever, but for a while, she will probably live here. And, you know, part of the reason that Charlotte has got things worked out in her head easily to do her retirement, which I'm glad she did, I think she deserves it, was that she's going to be, you know, helping out with her granddaughter. And so it'll be here in the house. I guess I'm going to be seeing it from, like, I do not have a lot of experience with small children. So it's going to be interesting. But what I've decided is, I mean, we're not going to be heavy-handed about this, but I do know that the children at the small level will be interesting to attempt to, you know, it depends on the child's personality and mom and everything, but to imbue I'm certainly, if nothing else, I'm going to make a geek-friendly atmosphere available and hope that she's interested in it and that I can, you know, help her explore, board games and, you know, computer games and science fiction and reading and science and astronomy and, you know, what kind of bug is this and all that sort of stuff. So that should be interesting. I mean, I think, not super old. I'm not creaky yet. So even 5 years from now, and she'll be 5 years old, or almost near enough, I still should be, you know, in good enough shape to be able to do fun things and be there when she has questions and ask things. And it is, it's going to be interesting. This is a phase of life that I didn't really think that I was going to go through. I mean, I wasn't happy or sad about that. It was just a thing. But it looks like I am. So here we go. Gotta gird my loins, as we say, or buckle up, or whatever you want to do. It's gonna be fun. So. All right, I think that'll be it for today. I've already rambled. Jeez Louise, I can ramble. David Jacobs on the Lavender Pony Show. I mean, I agree with you. You can rant, and I'm not saying anything bad about that. You can ramble. You can extemporaneously speak. So can I. I think I'll wrap it up for today. And that doesn't mean I didn't like it. I like Lavender Pony Show. Enjoy it very much. The most recent one I listened to was, I think, a car one. Yeah, you were in the car. Yeah, you were in the car talking about some crazy aggressive driver and how you've chilled out being in Oregon for a while. It was a very good, very good episode. I liked it. Enjoyed it. So that'll be it for today. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find it at kenzoid.com. You can contact me a bunch of different ways. Email is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter's Kenzoid. Facebook is facebook.com/ken.kennedy. Instagram is Ken Kennedy. Untappd is, dang it, I don't remember. I think it's K Kennedy. It's in the show notes a couple of shows back. If you want to know, just ask me. And there's several other ways to do it, you know, Goodreads and a zillion other things, you know, Tumblr, you know. If there was a social network, I'd probably at least dip my toe into it, even if I haven't, you know, haven't gone too far into it. So I got a bunch of links on the website. So there you go. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.